This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Greetings from the Garden State of New Jersey. This is Ringside with Redding, boxing history from yesteryear, brought to you by Sports History Network. I am your host, Frank Redding. In this segment, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to discuss the undefeated. I'm going to speak of those who throughout boxing history who never lost a fight. The word undefeated is defined as never defeated or having lost in an athletic contest. I am going to speak of five boxers who throughout the careers of each never lost a fight. Now, the record on the surface can be somewhat deceiving. The competition, the era, and when you face them could be a factor. But the fact is, these men were never defeated in combat. The first boxer I'm going to talk about is Rocky Marciano. He finished his career with a 49-0 record with 43 knockouts. He is a top 10 greatest heavyweight in boxing history, and I term him the most with the least. The intangibles do not show up on the statistics, and he was heart and conditioning intestinal fortitude personified. The much maligned pretty boy Floyd Money Mayweather Jr. will next be discussed. No question, the greatest of his generation. One of the greatest defensive geniuses of all time and a very smart and intelligent businessman. His impact and legacy cannot be overlooked. Love him or hate him, you cannot deny his skill, finesse, and ring generalship is legendary. He finished his career with a 50-0 record with 27 knockouts. The two gentlemen aforementioned are no doubt known to John Q. Public, and they both transcend the sport of boxing. I'm now going to speak of three boxers who are less known, but are certainly known inside the boxing world. Laszlo Papp was a three-time gold medalist in 1948, 1952, and 1956 from Hungary. His pro career ended with a 27-0 record with two draws and 15 knockouts. He never fought for the world championship. He was a big, punching southpaw who did not turn pro until he was 31 years of age. Papp never fought outside of Europe. Many of his fights were in Vienna, Austria. He had to fight abroad because pro boxing was not permitted in Hungary. In 1964, Papp had a world title fight on the horizon and signing, but the communist leadership of his homeland denied him an exit visa, ending his boxing career. Ricardo Finito Lopez finished his career with a 51-0 record with one draw and 38 knockouts. He was a world champion in the mini flyweight and junior flyweight divisions. He never lost a fight as an amateur or a pro. An astounding 26 title fights without a loss. Defended the mini flyweight title against a record-breaking 21 different opponents. His son Alonzo, lesser known, also finished his career undefeated. Never losing, it ran in the family, ladies and gentlemen. Terry Marsh, the Fighting Fireman, finished his career with a 26-0 record with one draw and 10 knockouts. He never fought in the United States, and he captured the world title and defended it once before he was forced to retire with an epileptic condition. He was a large man for his weight, junior welterweight. Talk of a fight with Hector Camacho never materialized, even though he was undefeated. I know others do exist, but I'm going to conclude this session. I myself am a big believer in the law of averages. Winning streaks will end sooner or later, so getting out with an undefeated record is, to say the least, impressive. This is Frank Redding saying to all listeners, be happy, be healthy, be safe. Until next time.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.